Welcome into Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas here to kick off our program on this Monday evening. Talking about girls soccer to start things off, is joining us on the line is the head girls soccer coach of the Webster City Lynx, Christine Mason, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Absolutely.
So as we take a look at this team coming into this 2025 or 2026 season, rather, this is a team the last couple of years, you know, been right close to 500, had a couple of opportunities to get over the hump, and you know, a program that has been built step by step under your direction here since you took over a couple years ago. And just looking at this crew and what they were able to build in the offseason, now what they've been able to build through preseason practice, just what are some things that have stood out to you about this group and the improvements they made from where they were a year ago at this time?
Yeah, our biggest strength right now is the buy-in from a large portion of the group. They worked hard throughout the off season. They did it without my directive or requirement. They would meet up together, play pickup, do some fitness work, and those first 2 weeks, it's evident that the work in the offseason has been put in. And when they do that together on their own, they're fully bought in, they're committed as a team, and then they have each other's back. So it's really, we're uniquely set up in a way that not only are they playing well together, but they're really clicking together. You can tell that the leadership is strong. They want to be there for one another, and that's translating on the field to playing well together.
And looking at the makeup of the roster, this is definitely a team that's got a lot of very good veteran presence that are back from a year ago. Janie Putney, who was your leading scorer, you know, she's back in her senior year. Ashley Neidegger as well has been somebody that has been pretty valuable for this team, even if it doesn't fully show up in the stat column. Julia Greep, another one that fits that same criteria as Ashley does. Kate Feltz, one of the top goalkeepers in the North Central Conference from a year ago as well. And just looking at that group, really those upperclassmen that are back to make one more run here this season, just what kind of things have you seen from them in terms of the leadership qualities and in terms of how they've raised their level of play on the field?
Yeah, again, it comes back to them getting together in the offseason and saying that this is the year that they want to take. This is the best performance they want to have. They want to go out with their senior season knowing that they put their best foot forward. Janie's probably fitter than we've ever seen her with the work she's been putting in. And then Julia's technical skill is incredible right now. She's going on to play college next, so I think she's taking her personal career really seriously, which is helping us a great deal. And Ashley's just such a reliable individual. Her calmness, her ability to be positive, and then just on the field, she's very reliable. She leads our back line. And then Kate stepping into that role new last year, night and day for the growth she's made in a position she wasn't familiar with. She's willing to put herself on the line physically. And I know that she cares a great deal about her teammates and takes that seriously. So that group alone, including Jamie Perez, who's been an incredible leader for us and kind of our center point on the field, all distribution kind of goes through her. Now we've got a lot of great returners, which makes us nervous about next year, but being able to focus on this year, we've got all the right pieces, and I'm really excited about this team.
And as we look at the schedule coming up, you open your season tonight hosting Humboldt at Lynx Field with kickoff at 5:30 p.m. And your team hits the ground running in conference action to open the season. And coming up on Thursday, you're at Wright County kicking off at 5:30 over in Belmont. You're at Iowa Falls Alden on Friday. So three games this week and then two next week, two home dates with Hampton, Dumont, Cal, and Clear Lake as well. So this crew hits the ground running in the first couple weeks of the regular season. And just in these first couple weeks, the regular season, just what is an area you and the staff are really interested in seeing how this group will perform out on the field, some areas of the game that you're interested to see where they are at here in the first couple weeks of the season?
Yeah, I mean, our biggest message to them every game is give us a full 80 minutes. So start the game off with energy, and carry it all the way through to the end. Results do matter for us. We want to see wins on the score sheet, but we also want to make sure that the effort backs it up, no matter who our opponent is, whether it's someone we traditionally beat or traditionally lose to. We should be approaching that opponent the same way, with the same goal in mind, to be playing our best and to play our game. Because of the math differences in the level of play and the teams in our conference, we're sometimes approaching a team that's going to be very quick on the ball, a lot of speed, a lot of physicality, and then other times where there's a little bit less experience, and that can really mess with the players in terms of having to adapt from environment to environment. And so we say to continue to lean into our level of play and our style of play, which is technical, passing, combining, and then getting forward, and not to give into the temptation of just launching a ball upfield and hoping for the best. So we just have to continue to keep our heads on our shoulders, stay positive, support one another, even in times of mistake or challenge. We need to continue to lift each other up, and that'll carry us through these games. And so that's our expectation, is be there for one another, no negative talk, have each other's back, and then give us that full 80 minutes of effort.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck tonight against Humboldt.
Thank you so much.
That was Webster City Lynx girls soccer coach Christine Mason here on our Coach Speak program, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City. We are back after this here on 95.7 KQWC.